Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics, batting in the lead-off spot, the center fielder, Stan Javier. Batting second, the right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting third, the first baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting fourth, the DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Rusty Tillman. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting seventh, the catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dave Stewart. For the Kansas City Royals, batting in the lead-off spot, the left fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second, the center fielder, Mike Kingery. Batting third, the first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth, the DH, George Brett. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Frank White. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Bill Pecota. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Buddy Biancolana. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Librand. And now, play ball. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis bunts in front of the plate. Quirk fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGuire fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery takes first base on ball four. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kingery. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Kingery steals second. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gallego settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. Quirk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Tillman out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk strikes out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Law. Gallego reaches second base with a double. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallego. The throw from Quirk and he is out, Pecota applying the tag. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota hits a line drive into left field. Tillman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGuire juggles the ball. That's an error on McGuire. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kingery hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0-for-1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Law. Javier reaches second base with a double. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. Javier moves to third. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. Quirk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. Pecota is hit by the pitch. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pecota. The throw from Steinbach and he is out, Griffin applying the tag. Two outs. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana is 0 for 1 in the game. Biancalana hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Biancalana. The throw from Steinbach and he is safe. Biancalana steals second. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Law reaches second base with a double. Biancalana scores. It's 5-0, Royals. Dave Leeper now pitching. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kingery strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rusty Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tillman moves to second. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Gallego hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Gallego reaches second base with a double. Tillman scores. Steinbach moves to third. It's 5-1, Royals. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Steinbach scores. Gallego moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-2, Royals. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Javier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards third. McGuire fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric Plunk now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-2 in the game. Kingman hits a pop-up towards short. Biancolana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Quirk and he is out, Pecota applying the tag. Lansford moves to second. Two outs. Rusty Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancolana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson strikes out. One out. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Pecota takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Biancolana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancolana is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Biancolana strikes out. There goes Pecota. The throw from Steinbach to Griffin, and Pecota is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. McGuire hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallego is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Gallego hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Griffin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Law takes first base on ball 4. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Plunk fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Plunk. Law moves to second. Mike Kingery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingery is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kingery hits a fly ball into left field. Tillman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Law moves to third. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 2. the Athletics will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Stan Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Doug Baer now pitching. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Quirk strikes out. One out. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Bill Pecota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pecota is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Pecota hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Tillman. Pecota reaches second base with a double. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Biancalana hits a fly ball into center field. Javier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rudy Law now playing right field. Lynn Jones now playing left field. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-3 in the game. Kingman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quisenberry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Bocht pinch hits for Rusty Tillman. Bruce Bocht is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bocht hits a pop-up towards short. Biancalana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0-for-3 in the game. McGuire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pecota fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Oakland Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.